This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, a longtime powerful figure in the conservative movement. He's now chairman of conservativehq.com. He's recently reacted to the primary results in Colorado as well as Connecticut. And he's here now to explain why he thinks that the conservative movement is perhaps at one of its strongest points in history. And Richard, it's great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Well, I know that, of course, after the 2006 election cycle and 2008 election cycle, conservatives were not very optimistic. But obviously, since that time, the Tea Party movement has grown up, and we've seen a lot of Tea Party-inspired candidates challenging the establishment. They've been relatively successful throughout the primary season. We certainly saw that again last night in a couple different places, certainly in the Republican Senate race in Colorado, where Ken Buck defeated Jane Norton as well, and in perhaps a different sense in Connecticut, where Linda McMahon beat Rob Simmons. What makes you think that this is one of the strongest moments in history for the conservative movement?
All my political life, for 50 years at the national level, people have asked me, Richard, is it too late? Can we turn things around? Can we save America? Have we gone too far down the road to socialism, et cetera? And, Greg, I've always had the same response for 50 years, and that is we have one chance to save America and one chance only, and that is if things get real bad real quick. Guess what? It's happened. We're there. And it's the old story of the frog. You cook the frog slowly. You don't throw them in a pot of boiling water. They jump out. Well, Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid have turned up the heat on that water so high, and it's boiling quickly, and it's scaring and frightening and angering Americans. So they're jumping out of the water, and as you pointed out, we have the Tea Party movement for the last year and a half. Didn't even exist 2 years ago. And for the first time in my life, literally, I see the possibility, no guarantees, but the possibility that we could turn everything around in America and go back to the vision of our founders. God may have given us one more chance to save our great country here. And it's kind of a cognitive dissonance thing. That's the idea where you hold two diametrically opposed ideas in your head at the same time. On the one hand, Obama is terrifying and frightening us, and on the other hand, he's the possible source of our ability to save America. Because if the Republicans had maintained control, if the McCain had been elected, and we had people like Boehner and Mitch McConnell, the big government Republicans running Congress, we'd have no chance to save America. We were going to lose America. Might take a little longer than under Obama, and with Obama, we could lose America in 3 or 4 years, Greg. But we also have the chance for the first time in my lifetime of saving America. I'm so excited and enthusiastic, and it's a combination of the Tea Party movement and the overreach of the Democrats.
What is it about candidates like Ken Buck or a Nikki Haley or a Rand Paul who have really frustrated the establishment, an establishment you mentioned just a moment ago you're not impressed with when it comes to the likes of John Boehner and Mitch McConnell? What do you see differently about some of these folks coming up from the grassroots?
Greg, that's a great question, and it can be summed up in one phrase, and it's a wonderful phrase. I first heard it from Ronald Reagan in 1976 when he ran for president. In 76, Reagan said, "We need new leadership, leadership unfettered by old ties and old relationships." In other words, he could see back 34 years ago that our politicians, and particularly Republican politicians, the Jerry Fords of the world, the Howard Bakers, had all these old ties and old relationships that were fettering them. They couldn't break loose, and they were just engaging in one expansion of government after the other. And the thing about the Nikki Haley's and the Rand Paul's and the Sharon Angles and the Ken Buck's nominated yesterday in Colorado, they are unfettered. They don't have these ties. And that's why I'm sure Jane Norton, the lady that Ken Buck beat in Colorado for the Senate nomination yesterday, she's a good person. She would, vote more times right than not. But I don't see her, quite frankly, and these other establishment Republicans as being what I refer to as boat rockers. We need more people that are you know, going to vote right most of the time, but they're not going to save America. The people who are going to save America are the boat rockers, people like Jim DeMint, Tom Coburn, Mike Pence, Michelle Bachmann, people who will give up their weekends and travel. I was in Las Vegas a few weekends ago for Americans for Prosperity convention meeting. There's Michelle Bachmann on a Friday, and there's Mike Pence on a Friday, giving up their weekend, traveling around the country. And that's what we need, and that's what I see in the Sharon Angles of the world and the Rand Pauls and Ken Bucks, who are going to pay the price and make the sacrifices to provide leadership to turn this country around.
When you look at some of these candidates we've been talking about that have been successful in their primaries, they've clearly been able to win over a majority of Republican voters, but now, of course, they have the general electorate to deal with, and that's leading some pundits to suggest that Republicans haven't perhaps nominated the most electable candidates. I know you're looking for game changers, so that doesn't worry you very much, but what are the keys to winning over a majority of the general electorate come November?
You're exactly right again, Greg, that people who are principled small government, constitutional conservatives, many times have a hard time reaching the voters because they're not promising them more candy. But this year is different. This is the year, if we ever have had a chance in my lifetime of 50 years involvement, to get the voters' attention that we cannot continue business as usual. This is the year, and I think in the coming years will be the same. And so we've got the strongest bench of young, upcoming, principled conservatives running for office. We have more than I've ever seen in my life, so I'm really, really optimistic. I think Americans are frightened right now, and they're angry at what's happening in the country, and I think they're going to be ready to try something new. We all have heard the expression, the definition of insanity is repeating the same activity and expecting different results. Well, America, I think, is ready for something new, and we've presenting them a lot of new, exciting, different candidates who I think will play a major role in turning us back towards the vision of our founders.
Well, less than 60 seconds left with Richard Viguerie, and Richard, obviously, not only are the American people a bit frightened by what they're seeing, but given a look at the polls, some incumbent Democrats are a little bit frightened when they see some of the projections here. What can we expect from the Democrats as they try to hang on to their majorities here?
Well, they will try to demonize us. They will, you know, pull every old trick. They will think of us and identify conservatives as racist, bigots, neo-Nazis, people who are out of the mainstream. And name-calling, I think, has been effective sometimes in the past. This time, America is too frightened to listen to the Democrats, and they see that they're losing their country. And I think we're going to see in November, November 2nd, a wave of biblical proportions that's going to sweep the Democrats out. And they're not necessarily voting for more leadership like we've had from Denny Hastert, Tom DeLay, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, but they do want to get the Democrats out. And then our challenge will be, can we bring new leadership to the Republican Party that will excite the American people in a way that the old leadership hasn't?
Well, just over 80 days until we see exactly what message the American people do send. Richard, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Richard Viguerie is chairman of conservativehq.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.